This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us reflect on St. John's letter to Smyrna. Here, the Lord designates himself as the first and the last, and the one who was dead and came to life. Most members of this church likely perished as martyrs for Christ. Hence, God reassures them that he is the first and the last, emphasizing that everything originates from him and ends with him. Without him, nothing can exist. Our life are sustained only by him and through him. He precedes all things, and in him all things are held together, as stated in Colossians 1:16-17. He also mentions his resurrection, strengthening and assuring them that just as he suffered, died and rose again, they too will rise to life in him. Among the churches mentioned in Revelation, Smyrna is the only one that exists today known as Izmir. God commends them for their works, patience in tribulation, and endurance during poverty. Yet they are spiritually rich. During John's time, Smyrna faced severe tribulation. Citizens were required to worship the Roman emperor as a deity in a grand temple built in his honor. Christians who refused faced confrontation and torture from governing elders and Roman soldiers. They suffered immense losses, including homes, possessions, finances, and businesses, leading to dire scarcity. Despite these tumultuous trials, they remained spiritually wealthy. As Hebrews 10:34 expresses, they joyfully accepted the plundering of their goods, knowing they possessed a better and lasting inheritance in heaven. Similarly, Matthew 6:19-20 advises against storing treasures on earth, but rather in heaven. Even the Jewish community in Smyrna opposed Christians, being false Jews under Satan's influence. God warns them not to regard such behavior, for they are not true Jews. Otherwise, they would have followed Christ. Instead, they are described as synagogue of Satan. This church persisted in doing good works for God's glory despite facing tribulation for Christ's sake. They chose poverty for Christ's sake, considering their earthly riches insignificant compared to the spiritual wealth found in him. God exhorts and promises them not to fear the impending suffering. The devil will throw some into the prison to be tested and endure tribulation for 10 days. However, God encourages them to remain faithful unto death, promising them the crown of life. God's comforting them not to be afraid of the suffering or pain which would be inflicted upon them. They were punished without proper reason and rumored crimes. It included execution, physical torture, killing them by wild animals, etc. Can God's words of comfort outweigh this terrible pain? Definitely it would. As he is the life, and whoever lives in him will be relieved immensely. Enduring tribulation with prior knowledge of it requires immense bravery and love for God. God does not promise protection from death, but urges them to remain faithful. For he allows trials to testify to his glory in life and death. As Matthew 16:25 emphasizes, losing one's life for Christ's sake leads to finding it. God assures them of their reward, the crown of life reserved for martyrs who sacrifice their lives for his name. They will be glorified in heaven for eternity. Let those with ears hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Those who overcome will not be harmed by the second death, signifying eternal damnation, the eternal hell. While Christians may face physical death for their faith, they are saved from eternal punishment. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, thank you, Jesus, for this meditation. As we face the trials and temptations which are inevitable for us on this earth, strengthen us, Lord, with your courage. Thank you for your presence and promises for us which you will fulfill in your time. Help us to be faithful to you till the end of our lives. I submit every listener into your precious hands. Bless them and take care of them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.